Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gerresheimer Group discussion on unaudited IFRS financial results of first half 2017 and 21st August 2017. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future financial performance of Gerresheimer Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and the actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update the statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, declining economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as may the risks specifically related to Gerresheimer Group and its operations.
Dear all, before start our presentation, let me present our team. Fareed Kamalov, Chief Operating Officer, Anna Garmanova, Chief Financial Officer, and my name is Sergey Levitsky, Head of IR. The language of the conference is English, but all questions during the Q&A session will be translated from English into Russian. That is why the time for question processing will increase. Hope for your understanding.
Okay, colleague, let's start. We would like to start our presentations with brief of key financial results. As you know, in the first half of this year, we continue to show sustainable business growth as well as our like-for-like growth. As you know, in the first half of this year, our like-for-like was 7.9%, and we were the lead of the market by this indicator. Other participants of the market had the low growth of like-for-like. Some of them had the negative dynamic. We have positive dynamic, and also we reached double-digit like-for-like number of ticket growth, focusing on the future market consolidation. What else? In the first half of this year, we have already opened 12 new stores, and now we have huge opportunity to continue opening new stores, at least 70 new stores in this year. The main part of the stores will be opened in the Q4. You know that one of the main part of our strategy is improving our business efficiency. Due to it, we increase our G&A cost as a percent from the revenue, and a little bit later, I tell you about it more information. Also, in April of this year, we placed the bond of 3 billion rubles. We fixed the coupon rate 9.5%. It helps us to decrease our interest rate to 10.5% and to improving our profitability. Let's move to the next slide and discuss our financial results in detail. On the slide number four, you can see that the growth of our revenue in the first half was 25%, and we reached 42 billion rubles in absolute. The main drivers of this growth was our like-for-like, and despite on some decreasing in sale of fashion collections, as a result, some abnormal weather conditions. You remember that we had cold weather during the spring and beginning of the summer. Despite on it, as I told you, our like-for-like was about 8%, and the total revenue growth was about 25%. Also, we improve our G&A cost, and the growth of our EBITDA was about 40%. That's why we improve our cash conversions and ROIC. Let's move to the next slide and discuss our profitability in detail. At the left part of this slide, you can see that our gross margin in the first half of this year was in line with the last year. And the main drivers of it was increasing in recognition of bonuses which we received from our suppliers as a result of improving of turnover of the toys. That's why our gross profit decreased only for the 0.5%, and for us it's a very good result. On the other side, we continue to improve our SG&A cost. At first, at all, I mean the rent cost and payroll cost. In part of payroll cost, we decrease staff for one store by one person. In part of rent cost, we work hard in two directions. First, at all, at the beginning of this year, we had negotiations with our landlords, and we received additional discount on our contract, which allowed us to decrease our rent cost as a share from revenue. The secondary, we have closed four stores in the first half of this year, which had a very high share of rent cost from the revenue. And we relocated them into the other place with a low share of rent cost, and it allowed us to decrease our SG&A cost or by 140 bps. Due to it, our EBITDA margin increased from 7% till 7.9%. Let's move to the next slide and discuss our cash flow conversion. At the right part of the slide, you can see that our operating cash flow decreased by 2.9 billion rubles, and it was a result of increasing our net working capital. You know that most of the goods purchased and sold in the Q4 are paid in the Q1 in the next year. You know that in Q4 2016 our purchase increased by 4.8 billion rubles and our sales in purchase price increased by 3.7 billion rubles. That's why we had negative dynamic working capital, and this increasing of purchase negative influence to our net working capital. But we think that this is effect of seasonality of our business, and we believe that this dynamic will be improved to the end of this year. At the same time, our turnover of our receivable reduced from 10 days to 8 days, and turnover of our inventory was in line with last year. Let's move to the next slide, slide number 7, so what's about our debt. You know that we keep a very conservative financial policy in part of debt. You can see that our leverage to the end of the first half of this year was about 1.7 times. I mean net debt to EBITDA versus with our bank covenant in size of 4 times. For us, it's a very convenient level of the debt, and you know that traditionally we improve our debt to the end of the full year. And you know that our weighted average interest rate, as I told you before, was 10.5%, and we're going to decrease this rate. That's all. We're happy to answer to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question from Victoria Petrova, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on strong results. My first question is related to apparel sales. Logically, it would be to expect that second quarter profitability should have been affected negatively by lack of sales in apparel segment, which is a high margin business for you. Nevertheless, you have a 90 basis points improvement of your EBITDA margin year over year in the first half of the year. I would have two questions. Could you give us some sense of how the quarterly first versus second quarter performance should be treated? And what would your profitability be if we assume the weather was normal and you have not lost this apparel sales? This is question number one. My question number two is related to Russian accounting standard net income, which serves as a base for your dividend payments ultimately. Could you give us some idea, is it similar to IFRS net income? What are the trends? How should we look at it? Should we for the full year also expect that it would be above IFRS net income similarly to the way it was last year? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your questions. I try to answer for it. First of all, about our margin, you're absolutely right that decreasing in sales of our fashion collections influenced to our margin. But I told you before that on the other side, we had very good sales in other categories, first of all in toys. That's why we increased recognition of our bonuses, which we received from our suppliers, and it helps to us to improve our margin. Total, it's very difficult to say you what our margin will be if sales of fashion collections will be at the best level, but now we have such results, we're satisfied with these results, and I think that everybody satisfied with these results. In part of your second question about net profit, for the first half of this year, our net profit, according to with RAS statement, it's low that our net profit according to with IFRS statement. But for us, it's a normal situation because you know that total our net profit, according to the RAS statement, is higher than net profit according to the IFRS statement. And it depends on this bonuses because according to the RAS standard, we put in our statement all bonuses which we receive from our suppliers. And in IFRS statement, we can't do such a way, and we need to allocate these bonuses between sold goods and goods and inventory which we have in our stores. That's why the net profit, according to the IFRS statement, is low.
Okay, so it should be. Did I understand it correctly? It should be recovered in the third and fourth quarter.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question from Nikolay Kovalev, VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have two questions. First, it would be helpful if you can comment on what kind of growth rates and overall trends you see in July and August revenues. And also, I was wondering if you can comment on negative impact on the gross margin that we can potentially see in the second half from the continuous process of alignment of prices between online and offline channel.
Our answer for the first question, unfortunately, we can't comment the July and the August. We have the target on the full year in terms of the gross margin. That will be less than gross margin in 2016. The main idea that the impact of third quarter and the fourth quarter in the total gross margin is the largest in the full year, That is why the result of our high season in this quarter will show how we complete the full result of this year.
And I would like to add, you know, that for us the main focus is the EBITDA margin, and sometimes you know that we can decrease our gross margin, but due to improvement in our SG&A cost, we kept double-digit EBITDA margin, for example, the next year. So I think that we continue such strategy because you know that some decreasing in gross profit is not a bad factor. Why? Because it helps us to improve our sales in total and to help us to growing up. So the main focus to the EBITDA margin.
Okay, and just to clarify quickly, how much of LTI booking do you expect in the second half?
So the second program of LTI I have already finished with the IPO deal, and previously we mentioned that the total fund of this program will be 3% of difference between the price of CIF deal and IPO deal, and it will be about 600 million rubles. And 75% of this fund will be accrued in this year. We have already accrued 3,041,000 rubles. So the remaining part will be accrued in the last quarter.
Yes, in total, I think that it's not the total sum, but I think that it will be about 400 million rubles. I mean, I include all program, new program, which set it up from August and which approved board of directors on the 1st of the August, and the old program, which finished in this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have no further question. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
We would like to thank everyone for joining this call today. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. So thank you very much and have a nice day.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.